take you there. Take you there. Diggy Dog, Danny Breaks, we gon' take you there. AK-1200, we gon' take you there. ATCQ, we gon' take you there. Diggy Dog in the house, we gon' take you there. Edge, what? Take you there. Roster Root, Roby One, we gon' take you there. Little kids, AK-1200, we gon' take you there. Take you there, take you there, we gon' take you there. Everybody up in here, we gon' take you there. Take you there, take you there, we gon' take you there. Everybody up in here, we gon' take you there. Take you there, take you there, we gon' take you there. Everybody up in here, we gon' take you there. Get up, and jump, 100 in the atmosphere. No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This B-H-I-S-E, from the D-R-I-V-E. Capital C-A-double-L, triple E-N-D. Q-U-E-S-E, meaning I'm a true MC. With an AK-12-00, young AC and D. Now what y'all know about the planet of the drums crew?
Ain't nothing.
Drum and bass in your face, words of Danny Breaks. My man is real in here, turn out this atmosphere. Bougie bras get no love, you must let down your hair. D-Dog, top dog, ha, so you must be there. See, I ain't playing fair, who the hell you think I care? From love to Roby. I must pick up my crew.
Little kids, your auto instinct when we waltzing through the alphabet too.
Dropping Zion's worldwide, my man, I thought you knew.
To hell with what folks say, don't like it if you do.
These hells ain't got a clue, so fuck their point of view.
When it comes to sound cadence, whatever fight you gotta sue.
First saved message.
Duel. This is what a bastard I am. Guess where I'm at. Guess. Wild guess. You're wrong. I am at Jack in the Box, the drive-thru. Do you know what I just ordered? Yep. Two tacos and a large caramel shake. Rad. So, enjoy your Carl's Jr. Bukkake $6 burger. Have fun with that. Meanwhile, as for me, yeah, two tacos, 99 cents. Jack!
AT&T, to place a call... Thank you for using AT&T. Welcome to Quest Communications. If you are calling about a promotion for the phone you called in on, press 1. For priority handling, or if you are calling about a different number, press 2.
The number called has been changed to telephone number 0171891456.
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Suchen номер Шойлга.
Набранный вами номер не существует.
您拨的号码不存在, 请查询后再拨, 谢谢.
This is the Goat Roper, and you're listening to Radio Freak America. Technology, privacy, and freedom around the world.
Okay, Radio Freak America, 11 minutes. That's nuts. I can't say I've ever played it, so.
And 2 seconds.
11. Well, you know, they got that, they pimped himself in the end there. As well he should. I mean, bro deserves it. I mean, seriously, think about it. That must have taken dedication, the utmost in sacrifice to be able to beat, well, tell him, Bland.
So, I found a video. Me and my homeboy Exile were hanging out over here. And he found a video of this Japanese dude who beat Super Mario 3 in 11 minutes. Whole game. That's from, like, turning the thing on to turning the thing off.
We're joined by Logic. Logic, how you doing?
Did all right.
Now, we told Logic, this is great, and what we found, and what did you say?
I said he must have used a lot of whistles.
Hell yeah. See, now you know, see, you guys know what's up. I am, either I was sheltered, or I don't know. I never had a Nintendo, I never had the NES, so I guess I missed out on a big part of my childhood. But that was awesome watching that video. That was definitely worth 11 minutes of my life. That was amazing. And my, I mean, dude. You know, wife or Super Mario 3, right? Straight up. Post that link on the boards, would you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good deal. Logic is on. We've got some special topics tonight. We're going to be talking some Quest. We're going to be talking some Sprint PCS. We're also going to be talking about some small operating systems, a la Centania, right? Some ASM kind of stuff. And then get an update, a Logic update at the end. So let's start with Menuet. Am I saying it correctly?
No, I don't know.
Good enough. Menuet, and it is a very, very small operating system. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, well, it is really, really small. It fits on a floppy disk, actually, which is really amazing in my opinion. And this operating system isn't based on Unix or Windows or anything, but it does run FAT32, I think. So, yeah, but the whole thing is written entirely in ASM, in assembly. And the thing I love the most about it, well, the two things I love the most about it is it's actually graphical, which is amazing for its size. But the other thing is that everything is open source, or open assembly, or whatever you want to call it, but it actually does have commons, so it's as good as open source to me. But it's not like something you'd want to run for your normal desktop system to do your normal stuff, but it's definitely something that's awesome to play around with. Like, it just had me playing for a couple hours.
Really? It's that good?
It was really fun. It also has like MP3 support and all kinds of crap on there that I was surprised it has. But it also has a assembly compiler too.
See, that's rad. You can write assembly on an operating system written in assembly on one floppy disk.
It's bootable, I mean, of course.
Huh. Now I checked out the link you sent. I haven't played with it, but I did look at the screenshots, and it's beautiful for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks really good. Does it have a TCP/IP stack?
I think it might, yeah.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. And I think I read the credits, and if I remember correctly, it's a team of Germans, Italians, it's, you know, people all over Europe have got together and made this operating system. Or was it just a German team? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I don't remember.
Yeah, me neither, but it's Menuet. Do you know the URL off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's, let's see, I gotta get the spelling right. Yeah, okay. It's www.menuetos.org.
Yeah, and it's just rad. It looks really good.
Yeah, I was amazed.
So, check that out. And you really, so you played with that much longer than it took Hiroshi to beat Super Mario 3. That's right. Much more enjoyment out of 1.44 meg floppy than a game of Super Mario 3. Definitely check that out. Damn, we could... you could mirror that pretty easily, I think. There could be a lot of mirrors for that. We need to get Zapper to check that out. And
yeah, no, because he's into the assembly thing quite a bit, too.
So. Yeah, exactly. He could, like, tweak it. He could make his own custom little distro on a floppy. That'd be really cool.
See, this is, like, inspiring me to want to learn a little bit more assembly. I mean, I remember in school they taught us Motorola assembly, which is, like, pretty much a Mac. But I want to, on my own time, try to learn a little bit of Intel.
Very cool. Well, share what you learn. I want to go, because this might take a little bit. Actually, I think phones are going to dominate this show. No, not Super Mario 3. That's a gamer, right, at HWHQ. That's a different show, my friend. We're going to talk a lot about phones and actually phone companies and their plans. And, well, let me start. Hold on. Let me get over here, grab my bill. Prepared as I am. Oh, I've got emails, too. Hey, look at this. I really did. I was prepared. I didn't even know it. Son of a bitch. I got two emails. Actually, we've been getting a ton of... We get a lot of email off the bat. But just recently, it's a rash. I don't know. Somebody linked us or something. Because we've been getting tons of people saying, hey, I just found your show, and I've been listening to all the archives. Right? I've been just going back and listening to everything, like, all the way through. And that's nutty, by the way.
Included, though.
What's that?
Included. I got about 10 episodes left.
There we go. You know, and that's way more than 11 minutes. And I've been getting all these emails, and they're great. Thank you very much. I can't respond to all of them. You know, we've been traveling and sick, all this crap work. I do the best I can. I shouldn't say that. I do get to all the emails. It just takes me some time. I printed out these two. Why did I print out these two? What is special about these? Okay. You know, they're really long. I'll see if I can get to them at the end of the show. This one's from... Damn. They're just so long, I'm going to have to hang on to them for now. And just tell everybody right now, thank you very much. I do read them, and keep sending them. Why I grabbed that pile, that I did prepare, since I was prepared for the show, was my quest bill. And first of all, the format's different, right? It's big. It's 8.5 by 11. They sent in a giant envelope instead of that little envelope tri-fold. So like AT&T, they've changed. I don't know why they didn't fold and pack it in, but maybe it's because I have page after page of scans. That's right, I use the unlimited long distance and did a bunch of scanning and I got on my pages. So, but that's the first thing that changed, right, the format. It's this huge, gigantic envelope. It's like I got a, you know, freaking mortgage paperwork or something. I open it up, and what do I see? A three-digit phone bill. That's right, well over $100. In fact, over $200. Quite a bit for somebody with an unlimited long distance plan. I only have Quest. I don't have AT&T anymore. So I go, hey now, that looks a little more than usual. Yeah, right. I said, what the fuck? Bitches? You motherfuckers. Man, I was pissed. I was mad. I was angry. I was unhappy. So I called Quest, and I talked to, who did I talk to? I talked to Mike. Quest representative number 727. That's right, Mike 727 is who I talked to. And what did Mike say? He said, well, let's look at your bill, sir. I said, okay. Mr. Parallel is what he said, because that's my name. And first thing we found out, and I had changed my number recently, as I'm prone to do, and I actually got 2 months' worth of bills in the one, right, because it changed the billing cycles, and that's, yeah, sure, that's understandable, no problem, but still, that does not explain $200 worth of phone bill, right? With unlimited long distance, it should be under $100. So he looked at it and said, yes, you actually have 3 months of the unlimited long distances instead of two on this two-month bill. And I said, aha. So there's, let's say, $30 credit. And then he continued to look. And he said, whoa, 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 I see something anomalous here. I said, yeah, no shit, it's my $200 phone bill. And he said, no, Mr. Parallel, we have been overcharging you $10 a month for 7 months. Yes, that's right, 7 months. With the package I have, I should be getting the unlimited long distance for $10 less than what they were charging me. So, along with the $30 credit for the month that I never used, right, that didn't exist, he gave me, or put in a request, right, they have to put in a request, apparently, a credit for $70. So there's $100, boom, right off my phone bill, back to about $100 for 2 months of service. Very, very happy. But there's more. Yes, there's more. I mean, and this is, come on, this is the, you got to deal with this shit all the time, right? They're telcos. Is it just me? Or does everybody else have to deal with this? I have to deal with this all the time. Maybe because I'm always fucking with them, but whatever. So he says to me, Mr. Parallel, did you know we have a new long-distance plan? I said, no, I did not know that. Why don't you tell me about that, Mike 727? So he did. They have a plan. I'm on this unlimited long-distance plan. I buy this phone package with call forwarding and three-way calling, whatever the fuck I get. And I pay a certain amount of money. I think $20 a month. And he said they have a new package called Quest Choice. That's right, Quest Choice Long Distance. And it's 5 cents a minute up to $20. After that, it's unlimited. So that's right. You get 400 minutes, essentially, at 5 cents a minute. And if you reach that plateau, there's no charge after that. And he said, looking at you and your usage, which is well over 1,000 minutes a month, right? And he said, you have abnormal usage, whatever the fuck that means. So I used the phone once or twice. Probably, you know, you won't get much benefit, but just in case, right, like, you know, you fall into a coma for 3 weeks or whatever and you don't use the phone and you're well under the 400 minutes, you get it at 5 cents a minute. And I said, hell yeah, that's a good deal. Sign me up. And that actually is a good deal. I don't know how they do that. I asked them, I said, how are you guys how can you afford that? You must be selling long distance out the ass. And he said, and I quote, it's been very popular, very popular. So, yeah, once Quest started selling long distance, especially these unlimited plans, I mean, that AT&T can't touch. You know, I don't know if any of the other telcos can touch, right? Any other big R-Box can touch that. I don't know if, you know, factually if that's true, but that's a really good deal, and they must be selling a shitload of long distance to be able to do that. The Quest Choice long distance plan has some add-ons, and some are actually really crappy. International Anytime Savings Plan, that's actually really crappy. Actually, Decoder looked into that and said, yeah, that's really, really crappy. They have a 60-minute Mexico Savings Zone 1. It's $6 a month, and I guess you get 60 anytime minutes to Mexico. That sounds crappy, too. 10 cents to Mexico, 10 cents a minute, with a $4 fee. These all have monthly fees, too. 60-minute Canada savings. That's a 60-minute Canada savings. 60 minutes anytime to Canada for one flat monthly fee, $3.50. You know, they don't sound that good, especially if, you know, hey, if you go Voice over IP and you get unlimited to Canada. And then a 60-minute Asia savings, that's $7 a month, and you get 60 anytime minutes to Asia. I don't know what the countries are. So you've got this great plan with some crappy add-ons, which I would avoid. But overall, I was quite pleased. Quite pleased. I wasn't pleased with the $200 phone bill, but I was pleased with them taking care of it. We will see. We will see. Only another bill will tell, right? I mean, that's really... Until the paper is in my hand, I'm not going to trust that old Mike727 got me my credit. So, you should do the same, by the way. Another thing, and this has happened twice to me. And, I mean, if it's happened twice to me, right, and they have all these millions of customers, and I'm talking about AT&T right now, and what had happened to me, again, I changed my number, and when I did that, I inherited the AT&T charges from the last holder of the number. And this has happened twice to me. Once to the tune of $400, and this time to the tune of like $8 or something for some 800 Easy Reach service. Twice that's happened to me, right? Twice to one person, the statistics would say, with millions of customers, this happens a hell of a lot. Why don't they fix this? Hasn't anybody else complained? Or they don't care? Are they hoping that I will just say, okay, I have AT&T charges now, I will pay them, right? And they'll get their money? That's what I'm thinking. I did call up, talk to AT&T. Actually, who did I talk to first? I talked to somebody in New Brunswick, right, Canada. And then they sent me to somebody in Dallas, I think. And it was pretty entertaining. But the charges that have already been removed, they had no record of my account. So apparently the computers were faster than the bills. So at least it was fixed this time. But it still happened, right? It still happened. I don't know. That's if this is what you do, right? You deal with telecommunications, right? You should have that billing down pat. Apparently not. That was my bill adventure. And honestly, sure, everybody, most people would think, hey, man, look at all that time you had to waste getting all that credit and stuff. You had to talk to all these different people in different parts of the nation and other countries, in fact. And guess what? I enjoyed that. I really had fun talking to people, asking them questions. I'm sure I asked some great questions and got a lot of information that I don't even remember. I didn't write down. In fact, I'm looking for some notes. I thought I took some. That was really fun for me. I guess I'm sick that way. I guess I like dealing with telco problems. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. Is that weird, guys?
Not really.
Okay, good. Oh, actually, here's my notes. I talked to Craig Allen. He was in New Brunswick. He was really cool. He, like, sang to me and everything. It was really cool. I got some English and French messages when he transferred me. That was very cool. Then I talked to Gus. They actually have an Easy Reach department, and that number is 888-288-1062. Then I talked to Irene. This is all at AT&T, and I think she was in Dallas. Yeah. She was at Easy Reach department in Dallas, and that number is 800-441-2528. So that was fun, man. I mean, I romped across the nation dealing with these billing problems, and I had a blast. And I got some damn... ask good credits too. So that was my shizzle. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep changing plans, carriers, numbers, just so I can mess around and talk to people and have fun on the telephone. Because I enjoy it. Hey, Bland, remember when you were feeding your dogs?
Uh-huh.
Boomer, the walking cock, and what's the other one's name?
Benson.
Benson, yeah, props to him. Props to him. And, you know, I try to keep you company while you're doing that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we mess around on the phone.
Yep.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Oh, most definitely. Just very informative.
Yeah, impromptu dialing, checking out some neat stuff, some direct optical links. Had a lot of fun. Phones are fun. And if you take one message away from this episode of RFA, it's that. That Bland's dog is a walking cock. No, that phones are fun. And how fun can phones be? Well, Logic will tell you right now. Logic is going to impart upon you some information about Sprint PCS. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear this.
Hopefully it goes over smoothly.
Oh, I guarantee you it will. If not, hey, it'll still be good radio.
Yeah, if you lose me during the process, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no problem. I'll call you back. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, and also a warning, when I call up the number, there is about a 10-15 second delay until the automated stuff kicks in.
No problem.
You don't freak out. It's a long pause.
No problem. Okay, so you wanna preface everything?
You know what? I'm not sure, because on the service, there's actually an informational menu that you can choose that tells about the whole system, and it explains it pretty well in about a minute and a half.
Whatever you think is best.
I was wondering, I mean, if
I think
you do it, but it, I think it sounds cooler when they say it.
I think it's best if you, and this, you know what, let's take this as a tip for everybody. And I enjoy public speaking, and in public speaking, there's three things you do. You tell people what you're going to say, you say it, and then you tell them what you said, right? So I think it'd be best right now if you go ahead and preface everything, give us an overview of what it is, and then we'll start delving into it.
Okay, that'd be no problem. What this is, it's a referral service. If you can get one of your friends or somebody you know to add Sprint onto their servers or get a Sprint phone or whatever, if they have Sprint for over 30 days, I think it is, you can say that you referred them and get a credit to your account, and they'll get a credit to their account as well. You get credited $20, and they get credited $10. And the thing about this is it's all over the phone when you the process of referring them. And all you do is you call up this number. It's like #REF, and you enter their phone number. And once they verify that it's valid, meaning they've been on Sprint for 30 days, but not more than like 3 months, I think, once they validate that, then you'll go to the process where you enter in your phone number. And as long as you're valid, then they'll finish it off and say that they've credited you. You can only do this once every 30 days, I think. So that's how. If you've already done it like 10 days ago, then you won't be valid. So.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of small processes, but I'll try to go all the way through the process if I can. I'll refer one of my friends. And for everybody's privacy, you may have to edit out the tones. It doesn't do the tones on my phone, but I noticed during the three-way it played the tones. So.
Okay, yeah, it's no problem. I'll go through and edit anything out.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through the call right now?
No problem.
Okay, so you want me to hang up and then call you on your Sprint phone?
Yeah.
All right. Be right back. Okay, so I'm going off speaker. Bland, I'll be right back.
Hi.
Actually, I'm still here. Okay, so what's that? Talking to Bland. Yes? Record labels. How are record labels going to get fucked? Yeah. Right. Now hold on. Should I put you back on speaker for this? All right. We got to make it quick because he's waiting for that phone call, too. All right, hold on. Let's go back on speaker. This is really good radio, by the way. There we go.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here now.
All right. Record labels are about to get royally fucked. Read earlier today that the new DRM, all the digital rights management, all the copy protection that they're putting on CDs now, you now get, instead of being able to rip it, you have WMAs on there that you can copy off onto your computer, right? Well, the problem is that's now putting, for every track, you're putting two copies of a track. So you're going to have to pay the artist double royalties, which means that the CDs that have all the copy protection, all the digital rights management, are going to cost, in theory, twice as much as non-protected CDs.
Well, or at least the part that gets paid to the artist, correct?
Yes. Which means the CD prices are going to go up at least as much as they're having to pay to the artist.
Right.
So, which means that instead of trying to meet the customers in the middle, that they're just driving consumers more and more to, solutions.
I like that.
Downloading solutions.
Where'd you read that?
Slashdot.
Slashdot, yeah. Everybody go to Slashdot and read that. I want to read that myself. That's a bunch of crap. Bunch of crap. B-U-N-C-H-A, crap.
Crap.
God, you know, the RAA cops thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I read that on Slashdot, I believe. They're getting dumber, I think. I don't know. Are they getting, like, more paranoid? They're, like, going into a corner like a scared skunk or something?
I don't know.
It's really sick. I had some Clear Channel news. I'm not going to talk about that. No, I got to take off. I got to call him.
All right.
That's good news, Blaine. Oh, thank you. That's very good news. Where's his number? Crap. Aha. I got it under his handle. I don't know why. I got to fix that. Okay, here we go. We're calling Logic right now. All right, hold on, Glenn. Okay, just dialed Logic. It's ringing. Still ringing. He picked up. Hey, what's up, man? Okay, let me get you on speaker here. Hold on 1 second. Okay, you're on speaker. Blaine, you're there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good to go. Let's hear it. Now, this is the Sprint PCS referral program.
All right, here I'm going to three-way it, and there might be a little delay, but
no problem.
It works out. All right.
I might have to do some editing to this show. It's okay. It's worth it.
That's one. Para español, pulse dos. You have reached the Sprint PCS automated referral system. To learn more about the referral program, press 1. To request your referral credit, press 2.
With the PCS referral program, you'll receive a $20 PCS service credit when you refer a friend to the wireless Clarity of Sprint. Each friend who signs up with Sprint receives a $10 PCS service credit. To refer friends to Sprint, just tell them about Sprint, have them activate a new line of service, and then call #REF to claim your credit. A completed referral must be received by Sprint within 60 days of the referred person's activation to receive service credit offer. A customer may not refer himself or herself. Customers are limited to one referral credit in a 30-day period. Referred person's PCS phone activation must occur at least 24 hours after referring person's PCS phone activation. A referring purchaser and a referred purchaser on prepaid or company-sponsored business accounts are not eligible for offer. Service credits appear on the invoice of the party responsible for payment. Both referring purchaser and referred purchaser must have an active account for 30 consecutive days or longer before the service credit can be applied. Sprint employees, affiliate employees, and third-party employees may participate but are limited to one referral credit per month and cannot be referred. In addition, eligible Sprint employees cannot refer other Sprint employees. Affiliate employees cannot refer other affiliate employees, and third-party employees cannot refer other third-party employees. Please allow 6 to 8 weeks for processing. Sprint reserves the right to alter or discontinue this program at any time without notice. Program may not be available in select affiliate markets. Unused service credits will not be redeemed for cash and will be forfeited upon termination of customers' accounts.
To repeat this information, press 8. To request your service credits, press 1. To discontinue your call, please hang up. With this option, you will be able to request a $20 referral credit for yourself and a $10 referral credit for the person you referred. This credit will be applied after both accounts have been active for 30 days. Please enter the 10-digit PCS phone number of the new person being referred to Sprint PCS.
Okay, I took it off speaker. So it's reading back the number now.
please enter your 10-digit Sprint PCS telephone number.
Took that off speaker. It's reading it back.
Time. For program eligibility requirements, please press 1. Thank you for calling the Sprint PCS referral system.
Okay, so it said that you weren't eligible.
Thank you for calling the
Sprint PCS referral system. Yeah, it looks like Tosh got to
hang this one. Thank you for calling Sprint.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that. Okay, that would be the phone number. The last number was the person referring.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be me. And it looks like the time limit thing was constrained. But typically, if that number was something like that, that number was the number that would work, then the only thing that happened, instead of them saying that, it would say, you know, thank you for participating in our program and you've been accredited or... Well, I don't know what they said. You might remember. I did it at the meeting last month.
Yeah, so now, do you get... How does it show up? Do you, like, instantly get $10 worth of minutes? Does it show up as a $10 credit so you just take $10 off your phone bill?
Okay, what happens is it is just a credit. There's no cash value, really. It shows up on your phone bill where it says, like, all your services, like your basic plan, maybe the internet plan, all that stuff. And it also says referral credit, and it'll give you the $20 credit on the bill.
Gotcha.
It doesn't happen immediately. In bigger cities, it can happen pretty quickly, like within days to a week. In smaller cities, I guess it could be 6 to 8 weeks. The longest it's ever taken would be a month for me.
And how long has this credit program been going on? Do you know?
I think for maybe a year, maybe two. I'm not sure. This isn't a totally new thing. I think I read about it on a message board somewhere, but I don't think anybody has scanned as much as I have. I could almost recite that whole thing from heart just because I've heard it over 3,000 times. And that's
okay.
One thing, I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure Sprint, they can track the numbers you call, so when they see me calling #733 3,000 times, I'm not sure if they would get suspicious or not.
Apparently
again, okay, this is one thing I do want to talk about. I do have a legitimate use for it other than, what you could imagine the abuses could be of this.
Right.
But the other thing, because I remember you talking about this on earlier shows about the valuableness of numbers that aren't connected.
Yes.
Okay, when you call this and the first number you put in, the one you refer, there's a number of different things that could be said. The one that you heard was if they are valid, you know, they've been a customer for over 30 days and all that. If they've been a customer for way over 30 days, it won't work that way, actually. They'll say that that's not valid, or I can't remember. I should remember, but I can't remember. But the other thing it says, they have to have an automated response for if the number doesn't even exist. And Sprint still owns it. They just haven't assigned it out yet. And what it said, I can't even remember what it says for that. It's something like this isn't a valid Sprint number or something like that.
Can you call one up?
Is. What's that?
Can you call one up?
Yeah, actually, I have about 500 in front of me right now, so.
Yeah, well, that's he'll have to dig one up, so hold on.
You want me to call the Sprint thing again to hear what they say, or you want
just a bad number and see what the message is?
What's that?
Just a bad number and see what the message is.
All right, so you want me to three-way it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, his phone didn't die. Maybe it did.
Perhaps.
PCS phone number of the new person being referred to Sprint PCS.
Oh, caller ID info there. I bet that's him. Hold on, let me take it off. Let me, hold on, Bland, alright? Bland? Logic? Hold on. Hello? That, I know, we were wondering. It like it popped in with just a little bit of the Sprint PS. Hold on, let me call you on the landline. Alright. Bland. Okay, yeah, he got dropped. He was dropped, so I'm going to call him on the landline real quick. Where'd that go? Oh, crap. I lost the number. What's up? Oh, let me put you on speaker.
Hi.
Okay, there we go. So you can talk while I look for the number.
Okay.
Let's see. Crap. Because I think his phone was dying. I think that's what was happening. There it is. Okay, now I got to take it back off speaker. See, I love this kind of stuff. This is damn good radio right here.
Yeah, this is really good radio.
It is. All right, hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's ringing. We're ringing up Logic on the landline. There we go, let me put you on speaker. Okay, we got Logic back. So it was kind of strange. It died out for quite a while, and then we got just a bit of a Sprint message, and then it died out again, so.
Oh, really?
That's okay. Yeah, it was really odd.
What it says, okay, since I heard it, I could actually say what it says. It says that this number has not been found.
Not been found?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually tried calling it up, and it says, I think there is some kind of Sprint message or automated thing, but it says that this number isn't in use or something like that.
Yeah, and it's not hard to find blocks of numbers, right? Exchanges owned by wireless carriers.
Oh, yeah, I just went to, telcodata.us and
right.
Jumped in Sprint Spectrum and got a bunch. I've been doing the 743 exchange because it's been pretty diverse for a lot of stuff I want.
Very cool, very cool.
Another thing is when you are unsuccessful with a number that isn't used but has existed for a while, it'll hang up on you after it doesn't work. But if you get a number that doesn't exist, you actually have 3 tries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, you have done this a lot, haven't you?
Yes, I have. That one paper that I had at the meeting, that was the one with pretty much all the... I didn't have any of the numbers that did exist that wouldn't work. All I had was numbers that didn't exist and numbers that would work.
Right. That is very cool. Now, see, this is what RFA is about right here. You have brought to the table, Logic, the epitome of Radio Freak America. I mean, this was beautiful. I have enjoyed the hell out of myself. And that is what good radio is when it's fun. I mean, I hope you had fun telling everybody about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I sure as hell had a lot of fun listening to it. And, Logic is very cool. Logic is very cool. I'm very, very glad you started coming to the meetings in Phoenix.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Bland, did you not enjoy that?
Oh, man, that was incredible. That was one of the best steps ever.
Seriously, that is just freaking rad. We had something to talk about. Oh! That's right. Before I forget, the update, Logic had been on a previous show, right? And he had been basically standing up to the man. That's essentially what he was doing. He was helping his fellow man by standing up to, well, the institution that was just spewing everybody's personal information everywhere. So give us an update.
Okay, well, as you've heard, I had the 1 week suspension. I had to write a 20-page paper, and I had 10 hours of community service. I already turned in the 20-page paper, which, in my opinion, is not my best work, which, I really care. it's supposed to be an APA format. I did an MLA just because I didn't really have anything in front of me on how to do APA. But, you know, I turned that in, I think it was last Tuesday, and this week I was going to go into the student services office to see what they wanted me to do for community service, the 10 hours of community service. And this is kind of when I realized that they really backed off and realized that they screwed up. Because when I went in there, I was like, so, what do you guys have planned for me? And she was like, well, we heard about the whole glove project, and we just decided to wipe your community service off and count that as your community service.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And I think that's funny because...
That's hilarious.
The little death glove that I made wasn't really... in the best of intentions for the school in my head.
Maybe they think they're going to get some, Department of Homeland Security funding for that glove or something, It's always just scored us a bunch of freaking government bucks.
That glove is rad.
Dude, it is. It's so rad. Dude, I love that pop. It's so satisfying. It's so satisfying.
I want it on your skin, but...
And but
the other thing is the paper. When I was there, I was like, she said that she got the paper in her box just recently. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I did the formatting kind of bad. And she just looked at me and she's like, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
Nice.
Ed, is this like a I wouldn't worry about it, wink, wink kind of thing, you know?
It sounds to me like I wouldn't worry about it because we're not going to read it.
Basically. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
You make sure it doesn't say all work and no play makes logic a dull boy for 20 pages. Make sure it's some sort of salient something.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I'd say, well, that was, if it was a victory, and I would say it is, it was a tough victory.
It was a partial victory. They could have been better, but they are treating me like a king right now.
Really? That's rad. You deserve it. Straight up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you haven't found anything else.
Actually, one of the big problems with this thing is that they had the ID numbers really accessible. You could just go to the print server and find a lot of them in there. But now I found another thing. I think they did fix that, but I found another thing. When you go into the Windows temp directory, you can right-click on a file and go to the properties and look at who owns it. And not only will it have that ID number there, but it'll also have their name right next to it.
Oh, really?
And the reason this is bad is because if you want to change your password, your login password, you call up their help desk, you tell them that you want to have your password, well, not changed, but erased, reset, and they ask you for your name, and their authentication is asking you for your ID number.
That's effective.
Very.
Way to go. You know, it's funny. Mute and I were actually just... props to Mute, by the way. Mute and I, just this evening, were talking about default passwords and basically how to bypass all the, quote, authentication that, you know, a lot of institutions use, anywhere from telcos to schools. And, God, he just rambled off a ton, right? And of what did I come up with? Well, probably the most fun and the most obvious is to have the person on the other side tell you what it is. That's the easiest that I find. You just call them up and just... It's so easy. It is so easy to mold and manipulate people, to schmooze them into telling you whatever you want.
I believe it.
It is. It's just the easiest thing. Just please. And by the way, tell me how to use this. Tell me how to own it. That's the easiest way. So, yeah, that's it doesn't surprise me. Of course, it has something to do with the Microsoft product. That's kind of shit. OpenOffice.org much. That's what I got to say. Logic, thank you very much. I don't know how long we were recording, Bland. Do you know?
No idea.
Same, me neither. Okay, good show. We had the emails. Hopefully I'll get some of those next week. I had some Clear Channel news. Apparently they're forming advisory boards. And from what I gleaned from just glancing at this article, Clear Channel got in some trouble for doing some stupid shit. They're also being looked at negatively for sponsoring all the right-wing activities right during the rah-rah war kind of stuff. So they're forming advisory boards, and I guess that has to deal with, I don't know, constituents in the communities that they're in. I have no freaking clue what that means. You know, can I tell you something funny? There's a town, right? Actually, not a town, a big city, top 10 city here in the U.S., and they have a Clear Channel alternative station, right? The Edge, right? Everybody knows that all the Clear Channel alternative stations are called The Edge, and they're all the same all across the nation. Well, this one is even more humorous, and maybe it's in other cities as well, I don't know. But they say, right, during their spots, your independent alternative station, or something like that.
I noticed that. We have one over
here. Aha, that's the one, by the way. The independent station. What the hell is that? You're not independent in the least.
Herschel's right after it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just... What are you? I don't know. I guess it gets over people's heads. I don't know.
That is like playing an anti-pot commercial and then having a Coors Light commercial right after it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it. I don't know. I thought it was ironic.
Duel, do you mind if I give one shout-out?
Absolutely, do it.
All right, Freak Blaze, I was looking at the forums, in the gallery, actually, I mean, and one of his screenshots was using that road sign picture that I sent in to RFA.
Cool.
And just one thing I'd like to mention, I don't know if a lot of people actually got it because I don't know if the context is mentioned, but this picture was taken in Phoenix, Arizona around the end of August.
yeah, if you didn't see the, like, Saguaro.
I see road.
Yeah, I think it's fairly obvious. There's like desert, right? There's Saguaro. I think there's like a Gila monster, right, in one of the in that scene there. So yeah, it's very warm, and it says icy road.
And then the other message, it actually toggled. It said all traffic exit. Then it said caution, icy road. And it's funny because the place they'd have to exit would be where they're having a construction set up. And the sign previously said, you know, be careful, there's construction here, take a different route. But now the sign says all traffic exit, which they'd be exiting onto that road they should be avoiding. I was sitting there in traffic for like 40 minutes, like, ah, crap. Wait, the house is here too. That's when I started laughing to myself.
Of course, you changed the sign back to say what it said originally.
Yeah.
Naturally. Because Logic is a hacker, in the truest sense of the word, he is a hacker. And I hope you will be a hacker as well. And I hope you will continue to listen to RFA.
And all the funky beats at blendingquizzer.com.
Hell yeah! Oh, gotta slide that pimp in there. During the dramatic ending, no less. Yeah, that's right. Go to blendingquizzer.com. Do you have any more nerdcore up?
No, I wrote a beat for Fiend, like a non-public one, and he's supposed to put some words over top of it.
Yeah, well, we want to hear that Fiend as soon as it's out, please, because people are starving for nerdcore.
Where do I get that?
Go to blandinquisitor.com.
Okay.
And he's got a beat for Fiend right there with some words. He's also got his guitar. Excuse me. Yeah, that was Carl's Jr. Stank.
Not Cracker Barrel.
No, not Cracker Barrel. Not Waffle House. Carl's Jr. He's got some guitar stuff, some music. Beautiful, beautiful music. La Grima, correct?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, just awesome stuff. And you want other nerdcore? Bland, turn on us some nerdcore.
Okay, I'll make some nerdcore.
Well, I'm saying right now, like, tell him MC Chris.
Oh, yeah, Frontalot for sure. Deaf Author. Listen to Compressor. It's not nerdcore, but you need to listen to it anyway.
I like his pictures.
Huh?
I like the guy's photos. Compressor?
Yeah, that's some scary shit.
Yeah, I love it. Like nunchucks and like hamburgers.
Yeah, just listen to Compressor. Don't look at Compressor.
I like looking. Okay.
Yeah, and just songfights.com.
Yeah, I remember Fiend pimping that, so. Listen to Nerdcore, and listen to RFA. Logic, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.
That was a blast. That was a blast. Bland, thank you.
Good show.
All right, see you next week.